Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
The King is alive, well, and recycled in Kansas City, Missouri.
Where the earth needs your help, baby, can't you see? Cause we screwed up the land, air, and sea. Listen up and take a tip from old Greeny. Come on and do the Earth Day rock with me. Well, that's a rock.
Eco Elvis, green sequin jumpsuit, sideburns, and shades is Matt Riggs. And this is one of the cuts off his CD, Burning Globe.
Well, you thought just recycling would be enough. Well, don't fool yourself, I'm calling you bluff. Well, wake up and take a good look at your lifestyle and change what you eat, you use, and buy. Well, that's a rock.
Eco Elvis's disc includes a dozen tunes from the King's collection of smash hits, retooled with environmental messages. Matt Riggs has entered the building at the studio of KCUR in Kansas City. Matt, it is a real thrill.
Well, thank you very much for having me, man.
How'd you come up with the inspiration for Eco Elvis?
Eco Elvis came about 11 years ago. I was working at a nonprofit group here in Kansas City, Missouri, and we were kicking off a recycling program in an office building. And my coworker friend and I were there. We were basically giving out recycling bins, and it was really, really getting boring. And I was thinking, you know, we really need something to make these things more fun and more exciting and interesting. It was August 16th, the day of Elvis's death, and in walked an Elvis impersonator. And I saw that Elvis impersonator, and it just clicked, and I said, that's what we need. We need an Eco Elvis, or back then I was calling myself Green Elvis, but now I'm Eco Elvis. But regardless, that's how it came into being.
So from those humble origins, a king was born.
That's right.
Meat and dairy might taste good to you. You think they're part of a balanced, healthy diet. Well, there are several things that you ought to know that the industry tries to keep quiet. They're full of hormones, poisons, antibiotics too. Deadly bacteria, it's just a toxic stew. Can lead to heart disease, bone loss, cancer too. So viva Las Vegas, viva.
Where do the words come from? Is it hard to make up words to the tunes?
Actually, it's, well, like with the song I Reduce, I Reuse, I Recycle, it's kind of a phrasing thing. You know, it's like, I want you, I need you, I love you is the song that's based on. And I just was thinking, that's got three words. And reduce, reuse, recycle is three words. And it went from there. The rest of it kind of wrote itself, as it were.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of I Reduce, I Reuse, and I Recycle.
All right.
I use less energy, buy less stuff. Use less water, yes, it's tough. I walk or bike instead of taking the car. I reduce, I reuse, I recycle with all my heart. I eat only what I need on the food chains where I feed, baby. I reuse
that. Matt, I'm in tears.
I reduce, I reuse, I recycle more and more. Hear me talking, baby, hear me talking. Well, I thought that
your outfit, what is it made out of? It looks like an Elvis outfit.
Well, yeah, I try to kind of strike a balance between ecological principles and the need for flash. So part of it's recycled, like the belt is recycled. It's an old weight belt turned around, painted green. Then I got bottle caps on there, and then I have pop tabs running up and down the seams of the suit. Without the costume, I'm about 6'3", and with between the hair and the heels on my boots, it's pushing 7 feet. So it can be quite an intimidating character to enter the room.
I like the green Hawaiian lei. That adds a very nice touch.
Yeah, that classes it up a lot, I think.
Since the landfills are filling up and yard waste isn't allowed, a place that used to waste a lot is now compost hotel. Well, it's more friendly, baby. It's more friendly. It gives that garbage a second life.
One of my favorites on the CD is your cover of Heartbreak Hotel.
Have you ever visited the Compost Hotel?
That's
a question I always ask my audiences.
Well, the kitchen staff started recycling the bread and vegetable scraps. Even the paper towels and coffee filters, ladies and gentlemen, can go to that compost bin out back.
When you put on the sequined jumpsuit and the glasses and the whole rest of it, do you morph? Do you become Elvis?
I do, strangely enough. I mean, I don't actually think that I am Elvis. There are some people out there that think that I am, and that kind of scares me sometimes. But it's kind of weird. I put that on, and it kind of – you feel that the power of Elvis kind of come over me, and the confidence he has and the showmanship, and it's a whole different manner of speaking and acting, and I just kind of totally morph into that character while the costume's on. So,
if the king were alive today, you think he would like it, or would he roll over in his grave?
I think he would probably like it, is my guess. You know, he had a lot of problems, but underneath it, he was a humanitarian. He was a good person, and I think, given today's dire environmental situation, he would probably understand and, you know, say, "Go for it, man."
Well, I want to take it down a notch. Let's listen to your version of "Can't Help Falling in Love."
Okay.
But I can't help recycling it all. It's true. All creeds say it is wrong to waste. That's why I can't help recycling it all. It's true. Tiny bits of foil, lids and bottle caps, even post-it notes, I recycle the price tags off my clothes. Yes, I do, darling.
I love that line. I recycle the price tags off my clothes.
Can be.
Matt, it really does have a message.
Mm-hmm. When I started doing Eco Elvis, it was more to kind of bring excitement to what I thought were kind of dull events. It doesn't really do much for the cause when people are falling asleep. So I thought, well, Eco Elvis, you know, it's like if the flashy costume doesn't get them, the music will. And if the music doesn't get them, the jokes I crack will and the antics will. So, you know, and if that doesn't get them, then the message and the words will get them. So it's kind of like a, you know, 4 or 5-tier punch. If I can't get them one way, I'll get them another.
Well, I've always wanted to say this, Matt. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. Stop by Graceland sometimes. I'll show you around, baby.
Let's go organic.
Matt Riggs, a.k.a. Eco Elvis, has left the building, but you can catch a video of the Recycled King at our website, loe.org.
The earth can wait. Few people realize that our health is in danger. Our food is tainted.
Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Lee Smith, Ike Sriskandaraja, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins, Marilyn Gavoni, and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Annie Glosser and Lisa Song. Jeff Turton is our technical director. This show was engineered by Dana Chisholm. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. Our executive producer is Steve Kerwood. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Bruce Kellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. the Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, and the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues, the Rockefeller Foundation and its campaign for American workers, more at rockfound.org, and Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing, Pax World for tomorrow, on the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.